Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israeli police say a truck driven by a Palestinian slammed into a group of Israeli soldiers Sunday, killing four of them and injuring another 15. Authorities said the soldiers were getting off a bus at the Arman Hanatziv promenade overlooking the walled Old City of Jerusalem when the truck veered off course and smashed into the group. A Hamas spokesman offered blessings to the attacker and accused the Israelis of committing crimes against the Palestinians. Authorities said they shot the attacker to death. Palestinian authorities identified him as a resident of East Jerusalem. Syrian state media say a car bomb in a government-held area outside the capital Damascus has killed at least five people and wounded 15. The incident occurred near Sassa. The Fatah al-Sham front claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraqi officials say at least 20 people have been killed in two suicide bomb attacks in the capital, Baghdad. In one attack, the bomber set off his explosive Sunday at the entrance to a market in a mainly Shiite district. Another blast in Baghdad killed at least seven people. Iranian state television has announced the death of former president and leading reformer Akbar Hafshemi Rafsanjani. The 82-year-old Rafsanjani had been suffering from heart ailments. He died Sunday at a hospital north of Tehran. Rafsanjani's presidency saw the country seeking to rebuild its economy from the ruinous war with Iraq. It also marked a series of cautious reforms, which saw wider freedoms emerge, particularly in the country's tightly controlled media. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says he underestimated the impact of the Russian campaign of misinformation and computer hacking. The remark follows the conclusion by U.S. intelligence officials that Russia meddled in the recent U.S. presidential election. Mr. Obama told ABC News This Week program that he doesn't think he underestimated Russian President Vladimir Putin, alleged by the U.S. intelligence community to have ordered the effort to undermine the American system of democratic elections. But Mr. Obama says he did underestimate the degree to which it is possible for misinformation and cyber hacking to affect open societies. U.S. authorities are continuing to look for a motive behind Friday's shooting incident at a Florida airport. Relatives of suspected gunman Esteban Santiago say he had been mentally traumatized by 11 months of fighting in the U.S. war in Iraq. Santiago was charged Saturday with an act of violence at an international airport resulting in death. If convicted of that charge, Santiago could face the death penalty or life in prison. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari says his government is still trying to find the remaining Chibok girls that are being held captive by the militant group Boko Haram. Marking the 1,000th day of the girls' abduction, President Buhari wrote on Twitter Sunday he hopes the girls will soon be welcomed back home. Mario Soares, Portugal's former president and the founder of the country's Socialist Party, has died. He was 92. Portugal has declared 3 days of mourning starting Monday. His funeral will be held on Tuesday. The Taliban is dismissing American plans of sending extra 300 troops to Afghanistan's southern Helmand province as providing nothing more but a morale boost to Afghan government forces. The Taliban has captured most of the districts in Helmand province since NATO ended its combat mission, and most U.S. forces withdrew from the area in 2014. A cold wave across Europe has left at least 24 people dead. Five Portuguese tourists were killed and 27 injured Sunday when their bus crashed off an icy highway in central France. 10 victims of the cold perished in Poland, where temperatures were at as low as minus 14 degrees Celsius. In Italy, the cold has been blamed for 7 deaths, including 5 homeless people. Prague's emergency services reported 3 deaths, 2 homeless people, and a parking lot guard. Temperatures in Moscow fell to minus 30 degrees overnight and to minus 24 in St. Petersburg. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.